Welcome back to the Scare Value Podcast. Pete, today we're doing a watch along.
Take two.
You don't have to reveal the curtain.
The curtain? Don't look at the man behind the curtain whose machine is haunted and apparently its guts are broken. And yet here we are recording.
What?
That's right.
Okay. We're going to watch Friday the 13th. We're going to watch Friday the 13th, the final chapter, because it is the 40th anniversary of this Corey Feldman classic.
I like Corey Feldman, so I'm in.
If you want to watch along with us, I'll explain where we are in the timeline of Friday the 13th for you when we get the movie going.
Yes, thank you. Because I do know what happened, but pretend that I don't.
Yes. So nobody remembers that because take one is gone.
Gone? Maybe not. I think that thing's haunted.
Maybe. So everybody pause it when the 22 stars come up over the mountain. And then we will count down from three and hit play, and we'll be watching 1984's Friday the 13th, the final chapter.
All right.
And three, two, kid, and play.
Have you seen that remake yet?
You brought this up last time.
Did you answer me last time?
I did. I have not. And I have not, and that has not changed.
Well, maybe something did. So there. Paramount.
Yes, it is paramount that we get to what's happened so previously on the series, because we watched them out of order. We watched two. We watched five, we watched six.
Two, five, six.
Here's a recap of two.
Oh, okay.
Sitting around the campfire.
Is that what they did in part two?
There's Ginny and Paul.
Why do I know them?
Because you watched this movie.
Okay. So they're sitting around a campfire talking about somebody drowning.
They're going to tell you all about what's going on. So in part one, it is not Jason Voorhees, it is his mother.
I knew
killing
that.
Everybody. And in part two, all sackheads out there.
He was people. Like a hillbilly, right? And there was like a hillbilly cabin?
Yes.
Okay.
And then at the end of part two, it kind of messy ending. It ends in a dream, perhaps, maybe not a dream. We don't know what's real. Part three picks up from a certain part of two where he gets a cleaver through his shoulder and he wakes up on the floor of that cabin. So that's, I guess, where two ended for real. And in three, he gets hung. He gets an axe in his head and he gets hung outside of a barn. This picks up immediately at the end of three.
Okay, so he was hanging outside a barn with an axe in his head.
Yeah, and this was called the final chapter because they thought the series was over, that slasher movies were dying, and they were like, everybody, please just come see this one. It's the last one, we promised, but you want to see how it ends. And then later that year, A Nightmare on Elm Street came out, revitalized slasher movies, and they bought themselves another decade out of it.
So was it well-received at the time?
Which one?
This one.
No.
Okay.
None of them are.
Oh, all right. Fair enough. Oh, there he is. Sackhead himself.
Old Sackhead.
Old Sackhead. That was the spear kill in that one, right?
This is the movie that is probably the most what people think Friday the 13th is, even though there's no counselors. We'll get past that part. I get angry about it all the time. But he's got his mask from the beginning in this one. It's, you know, when you get to five, it's Roy the paramedic. Six is the comedy one. So this is like the most pure distillation of probably what people want Friday the 13th to be, part four.
Okay.
But I still prefer part two and part six.
But, all right, how do generally horror fans rank these movies then?
Most of them like this one the most, I think.
Oh, okay. All right, well then it sounds like it kind of hit the right notes for
It's like Goldfinger, which is not my favorite James Bond movie, but it's the one that, like, all the stuff came together. All the James Bond tropes all are fully formed in that one. Whereas I think that their second movie, From Russia with Love, is better. So it's the same thing. I think even though it doesn't have all the aspects, I think part two is better in this one, too.
I've only seen, like, three James Bond movies. Total.
The final chapter.
Dun, dun, dun. It's not, though. How many more are there? More than two?
Eight.
Eight more, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I like it.
Peter Barton. I love when you get these actors who've never heard of them. You'll never see them again. Like that guy, Corey Feldman.
But he's got a cool name.
This would have been the same year as Gremlins. Big year for Corey Feldman.
Every year in the 80s was
Crispin Glover.
Crispin Glover's in it?
Oh, yeah. He's very memorable.
What was that movie he was in with the mouse or the rat? Willard?
Yeah.
So I don't remember Willard. Barbara Howard, very close to Barbara Crampton.
Or Mo Howard.
Who?
Mo Howard. The Three Stooges. He's the central stooge.
You know what? I was never aware of last names. I know that they have them. I just never thought about it before. Like the Smothers Brothers.
Fern Champion.
That is a name. Manfredini.
That's another name. Tom Savini doing makeup work. He came back. He worked on the original.
Waiting for a meanie. Ooh, that was close.
He came back for the fourth one because he got the promise to kill Jason. And he's like, oh, that's fine. I'll come end it.
Jason the horror character or Jason like a guy that he just didn't like very much?
Yeah, he killed a guy named Jason.
That was part of his contract to come back.
Did you know that Jason's name, original script, was Josh? It got changed, obviously, as you know. But could you imagine it being Josh? It's not. Josh is a non-scary name.
I am trying really hard to right now, but you're right. Josh just seems like a friendly name. Everyone I know named Josh is kind of like an all right guy.
Josh X. Josh goes to hell.
I feel bad.
Freddy Josh. Versus Josh.
Well, clearly I'm on Josh's side.
Yeah, I'm glad they changed it.
Yeah, that's weird that name does just seem like an all right kind of name.
Yeah. So this is picking up immediately at the end of 3. They're going to show you the barn where 3 ended.
Okay, who was the final girl in 3?
I don't remember.
All right.
We didn't watch 3. We skipped 3.
All right, so clearly she's not that important.
No. And the final girl in 4 is Corey Feldman.
Is it?
His sister's alive, but she's not as interesting
as Corey Feldman. Is that the Ghostbusters ambulance?
No, that is probably Roy the paramedic before he... That's what I said. I told you it was an ambulance.
Yeah, that's an ambulance.
But you told me last in the Ghostbusters one that it wasn't an ambulance.
Yeah, it was a hearse in the Ghostbusters one.
And I said, I think that's what ambulances were like in 1984. And now I have proof because this is 1984.
No, this is out in the country, right?
Who knew that?
Out in the country. Why is that song like that?
I don't know.
Okay.
He was very high. But I can't believe that the answer to my thing, the backup I needed, came from Friday the 13th, the final chapter, the same year.
No, see, this is in the country, and they didn't have any ambulances, so they took the hearse and put some sirens on it, just like the Ghostbusters did.
Well, he's using his hands to collect evidence without gloves on, so it's a good thing you got it in that bag.
Ooh, there's Josh.
Yeah, there's Josh. Masked Josh. So
laying on the ground dead.
This coming right at the end of part 3, like legitimately the next day or that night, creates a bit of a problem, because this movie takes place one day after part 3. Part 3 takes place immediately after part 2, which means at most 5 or 6 days have passed between part 2 and part 4. So first of all, not only is it no longer possible to be Friday the 13th, that's a side problem, because they never actually said it was Friday the 13th in part 2 either, so who knows.
Was it Friday the 13th in part 1?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. That's, yes. So it too tells you that was it, but it never actually says, you know, like today is Friday the 13th. So the bigger problem is there's a character in this movie who is looking for his lost sister, Sandra. Sandra is the 17-year-old who lied about her age and they had to delete all the footage of her naked and then gets murdered. In part 2, he's out there acting like she's been gone for years and we're looking for her. It's been 5 days.
Right.
I didn't think about that.
No. Because I don't think people obsessively followed the timeline.
I don't think it's obsessive to recognize that these movies have happened back to back to back, and it's not actually years in the future.
Well, remember the 80s were a more hectic time. There was always something happening. And you just kind
of most of the things were cocaine.
Right. That's why it's really hard to remember things.
We were 4 and 4 or 5 when this came out. I'm not sure when it came out in the year. It came out early in the year, so we were both 4. And I was a big fan.
I was trying to remember when I started cocaine.
Opening, well, yeah, 3.
3. Was it 3? All right.
Well, it used to be in Coca-Cola.
Yeah. And Cocoa Puffs.
Yes. And Count Chocula.
That is the best of the Frankenberry, Booberry, Count Chocula cereals. I don't know what they're called.
They have a werewolf on one of them now. Yeah, I don't know what that shit is.
That's Fruit Brute. What? You got some shit to say about Fruit Brute?
I do.
There was some new one this year I never found. She's like some kind of caramel thing, but I can't remember what she was.
What she was.
Yes, what she was. I can't remember, but it was a new cereal.
This is new for the series. We are in like actual society now. They're at a hospital.
How are the doctors in this universe?
Horny. It's the 80s.
Okay.
But I just mean it's like this is weird, Jason just hanging out in like an actual, you know, building. Oh, an
urban setting?
Yes, it's
like,
weird.
Like in Predator 2 when the Predator was in the city?
Yep.
That's not where the Predator lives.
This is the kind of professionalism that's going on.
I assume that's the coroner eating while he's
chopping up bodies. He's not bothered by dead bodies?
Sure. No. You see that a lot. I like it. It's a classic. I wonder when the start of it is.
Like, yeah, and he's weird because he's like, it's like, there's a cute girl. He's like, well, she was. And he goes, she still is because she's a body now.
Yeah. Well, he's, you know, they're weird. We get it. Coroners are weird people. Morgue attendants, I don't know what their real names are. Weirdos. That's what.
That's what their name is.
That's what their name is.
Could you work at a morgue?
I don't see why not, but I don't like doing work, so probably no. I'd hide in one of those morgue drawers and scare somebody. It seems fun.
You'd get locked in and die there.
Yeah, I would. I'd accidentally get into the cremation machine and just that would be it.
Yep.
Is this, we're watching right now, the whole time has been the point of view of Jason's corpse?
Jason's corpse is under that sheet, yes.
Okay. Was it on his feet or his head? What are we?
I don't know.
I'm confused by this. Ooh, 80s girl dancing on TV.
Yep.
I think that's aerobicizing. Because jazzercise.
Axel is so horny that he's got to watch this as he waits for his girlfriend to pop into the room.
Oh, Axel's the morgue guy?
Yes.
That's what he's like? Oh, that guy is a weirdo.
They knew from the start.
Does he survive this opening sequence?
Of course not.
Oh, man.
Oh, Axel.
She's shaking her head. That's like, his girlfriend.
What is
the
exercise she's even doing on that screen?
Shaking her butt. It's the butt shake. It's the progenitor to the twerk. We just found that here. This is something else.
Yes, I'm pre-visualizing it. It's three in a row. Three in a row.
Words are hard, man. There he is. This guy's back. Axel Rose.
The Super Bowl of self-abuse. This is a good script compared to some of them.
So I'm not watching this.
Now there's Jason behind that, under that sheet.
We lost our point of view.
No, he's right under that sheet. No,
our POV, though, from his angle.
The POV was never from his angle.
I think it was.
Look at those 80s graphics. Look at that 80s guy. Yeah.
Beck. Ooh, now he's putting the moves on her. R. Morgan. That's her name. I can see it on her name tag. Now what? Nothing.
They don't know that Jason's coming back.
Oh, ooh, that's what brings him back? The fornication?
Of course it is.
All right, is that how he always comes back?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
Because I know in Jason X, that's how he comes back. He's frozen until they start fornicating.
I believe it's incidental until then.
Well, no, here's part four and it's happening.
Yeah. But look, he's got to turn back on the exercise, though.
Well, yeah.
I mean, what exercises do they do? That is twerking.
That exercise is fantastic. Whatever is happening on that screen, it's amazing. I wish I could find that VHS cassette and watch it.
Well, it's in Friday the 13th, New Beginning. No, it's not a New Beginning. It's the final chapter.
I am really hoping that the credit check at the end of this is going to reveal it to me.
I think the girl in the jazzercise video is actually a future actor in one of these movies.
Oh, that would be fun.
Jumping Christmas. Shit. Poor Axel.
So he didn't even actually, well, he was trying to get it on with her when Jason's hand touched her.
Yes.
So that was an accident, so it doesn't even really happen. I don't know if that counts as fornication.
Like, he asked, where are you going? She goes, I'm going crazy. I kind of did a riff on that last episode.
Guess what?
You don't remember.
I don't remember. I like that you think I would remember. It must have been good, because you're proud of it.
Nothing I stated indicated I thought you would remember it.
This nurse just dropped everything all over the ground.
I mean, I haven't watched her do her job for long, but I don't think she's ever been good at this job because she's sneaking off to fornicate with the morgue guy on shift. That can't be sanitary.
No. Well, he eats on the corpse. That's one of the boxes I want to crawl into. See that? And pop out.
The breath?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
That was cool. Showing that. Well, he's not really alive, is he? What is he?
He's alive still. He's alive.
What is he at this point in the frame? Oh, yeah, back to the twerking. Now there's three of them twerking at each other.
He's still just a guy that's somehow not killable, but he's not a zombie until the sixth one.
Okay, so he really did die and get hung in the last movie, and now he's back.
He didn't die. He's clearly alive because he's breathing in there.
But didn't he die in the second one then?
Axel died. No, he didn't die in the second one.
Axel is getting his head cut off with the hacksaw.
And turned around. That's a good kill.
That was pretty good. Where did he get the hacksaw?
They're in a morgue.
Oh, right. It was a bone hacksaw, not just like a hacksaw that you hang in the garage for pretending you cut wood. Mm. Oh, Jason got the nurse.
That's what you get for thinking of fornicating.
Yep.
I don't find the mask as intimidating as the bag.
No. Bags are creepy. The hockey mask, I don't know.
Goodbye, R. Morgan, registered nurse.
We will miss you.
No, this is the introduction of Tommy Jarvis. This is his family.
Corey Feldman is Tommy Jarvis?
In this one, yes.
Okay.
And then he is the guy in the halfway house in 5, and he is the guy who brings Jason back while trying to get rid of him in 6.
Is he all the same character?
Yes.
Okay. So that's probably the longest character arc in the series, right?
Yes, and it's also where the time crunches get into even more trouble, because not only does this not know what year it is, but then you have to jump to him being a grown adult.
In a couple of weeks.
In 1 year's time. So what year are we ever in? Who knows?
I will say, with the Jason mask, when my neighbor does it for Halloween in the jumpsuit and the mask, and he just walks up and down the street quietly and silently and just freaking people out, it's pretty intimidating.
Well, you're notoriously a pussy.
Oh, hey, you know what? That was Michael Myers. It's not Jason.
It's amazing that you can never get any of these right. Well, these are very basic common sense things you've known since childhood. Speaking of childhood, Corey Feldman.
Holy cow.
I wonder when he really first did cocaine.
3? I think I did it with him.
Yes, Gordon the dog, who, as I told you in a previous one of these watch-alongs that we did out of order, he's going to commit suicide this movie.
Gordon the dog is?
It's amazing.
Wait, what? Is this like UHF where the guy was trying to teach poodles how to fly?
Pretty much.
Oh, boy. I'm excited.
That guy that played him in UHF died before he ever finished shooting his scenes, and that's all there is in the movie.
You know, I know you like to bring up who dies and who's dead and whatnot. That's on the normal podcast. Yeah. I thought these watch-alongs were immune to the laws of bad news.
Look who it is. Crispin Glover, 1 year before he plays Marty McFly's father.
Yeah, Crispin McGee.
And he's way too good for this movie.
He was a real actor back then, right?
He's in Friday the 13th Part 4, so no. But you could tell that he's makes the most interesting choices of any actor in this series has ever made.
He looks really different when he's young.
Well, yeah, the next time you'll see him, he's either going to play in old age makeup or be set in the 50s, so he's got to wear those glasses and be a Revenge of the Nerd guy.
A cool hipster.
Well, their problem here is he just got dumped, and he was called a dead fuck. That's why she dumped him.
Marty McFly's dead?
Yep.
He's a dead fuck?
I buy it.
He is weird.
He is a weird guy.
Yeah, he's a weird guy in like real life, right?
Yes, very weird.
Okay.
But a good actor.
I'm trying to think who else is weird but a good actor.
Al Yankovic?
Are we ever going to watch UHF?
We forgot about it for a year.
We did.
It came up at the beginning of the podcast, and it just came up now.
Right. It's never left my mind.
No. It's never far from my mind.
No.
I was going to say, this is not something useful for this podcast at all, especially in a watch along that I can't edit it out. But the Weird Al Yankovic movie that they made on Roku finally on sale on Vudu, so that'll be purchased later today when I get home.
I was just going to watch it the other day. You know why?
Now we can do it without commercials.
That movie's great. That's what I started watching it because I wanted to, and then the commercial hit, and I said, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yep.
And then I stopped.
That's a really good movie.
Yep.
There's Pamela Voorhees for no reason.
Didn't he take that grave away?
That was Michael Myers.
No, that's my neighbor who walks up and down the street on Halloween.
But this is so random. Who put this headstone here?
That guy who's driving looks a lot like Chevy Chase in the Lampoon movies. This looks like a Lampoon movie in the station wagon.
It kind of does, yeah.
Look at him. Look at him.
It looks like, well, it looks more like a Rick Moranis than...
Oh, yeah, he does. But I think, wow, he looks a lot like Rick Moranis.
Only with those glasses on, though. I don't think he ever wears glasses the rest of the movie either.
So who are these people who have just driven in? Just outsiders? Ooh, they're picking up a hitchhiker.
They're not. And that's...
It's a hippie.
That's why.
Oh, really?
They don't have a reason they don't pick her up, but they don't pick her up. And she doesn't have any lines. It's a very weird role. It's one of those, we need another kill, put a kill in there.
Oh, that's what we have to increase the body count.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's this era. The back of her, the hitchhiker sign says, fuck you. And the middle finger.
Yeah.
And now she's going to die, I bet.
No, actually, her inclusion here is perfectly fine because even though her character has literally nothing to do, it tells you where Jason is in the context of the movie. He was at that hospital. He's clearly making his way back to where they're going because he's about to be right on their path.
All right.
So you know, actually, narratively, it makes sense to do this.
So Jason is just going home? That's what's happening
here? That's all he's ever doing, except when he goes to space.
Well, was he just trying to get home when he was in space?
Yes, Jason phoned home.
Jason phoned home. All right. Why is he got beef with Banana Girl here?
Well, she's on his land.
Oh, that's what it is.
It's all it's ever been.
Is this one of those militia, you know, what are they called? The off-the-grid peoples?
I think they call them Republicans.
Oh, yeah? Is he a Republican? Jason? Is that what Jason is?
Jason, well, he hates fornication.
He doesn't like people on his land.
He doesn't like people on his land.
I bet you he doesn't pay taxes.
I bet he doesn't. I bet he considers it his own
country. Yeah, his own country, and that's why he's defending it.
I like this moment because it's silly, but it also shows you this is a good family, a caring family, which matters because they're going to be put into peril, because if you're going to put fornicating teens next door, what do you think's going to happen?
So this is all at Camp Crystal Lake? It's like a development now?
So following what happens at Camp Crystal Lake is impossible to do. How big is the lake? Where is it located? Because we're in California at this point, even though the other one's in New Jersey.
And that lady, the hippie had a sign going to Canada.
There's no rhyme or reason anymore to what's on this lake. Except at least there is, I mean, we see water briefly, but this doesn't really take place at a lake.
No, I kind of remember the lake being like right there.
Yeah, this is not the campsite. So we'll just assume it's the other side of the lake.
So is Jason claiming more territory, or is just claiming this was historical, you know, territory?
Pete, where's the lake? That's the point I'm making. There's no water here. We do see a scene with some water later, but it looks more like a small grotto than anything else.
Like at the Hefner Mansion?
Still better than 3, though, which had what I think was a makeshift pond. They just turned water on and were like, see, there's water here.
All right. So
this is a weird shot there where the mother's looking at the, like, what is that? Am I supposed to suspect you, even though I know Jason's afoot?
Right. I was just going to ask. At this point, we're well beyond Jason being anyone other than Jason, right?
Now, we got two female characters together in 1984. What do you think they're talking about?
Politics?
They're talking about the space race.
The space race, and we're going to beat them.
Oh, no, they're talking about men.
Of course. What's that rule called?
The Bechdel test?
Yes. That's pretty good. What were the test parameters?
I think that two female characters have to be on screen talking about something other than men is the main one.
Yeah.
There's two other ones, but...
That is the main one. I remember.
That's the hardest one for movies to get right.
Well, what else are they going
to talk about? What are they going to talk about? We got to talk about Paul.
Right? Who's Paul?
I don't know, but it's weird because there was a Paul in 2, and this isn't that Paul. Unless it is Paul. He could have survived. Who knows?
There was a movie with Paul, and he was an alien, and he too phoned home, I think. I don't know. I didn't watch it. Now I'm just watching these two talk about something.
Yeah, seeing if they talk about anything other than men and sex. Nope.
No. These are just people renting a house.
This
is a family here.
This family lives there. Across the way is the teens rented a cabin for the weekend.
All right. So it kind of gives you the idea that you could be around. Oh, it was once around the lake. Oh, she's saying she's going, oh, I thought they were talking old-timey. When the script came up, it said once.
Yeah, they're going to take their run.
I figured it out. I thought they were talking like once there was a lake here, but no more.
This is a scene I remember from when I first saw the movie as a child.
Corey Feldman in bed? Weirdo. Yep.
Yeah, but he can see in next door.
You know what? This was either in a lot of movies back then, or I remember this scene very well, too. I didn't know. I didn't know it was this movie. But this was kind of in Monster Squad too, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, Corey Feldman. No. Who's interrupting her taking her shirt off? Yeah. Oh, no. She's facing the wrong way. And who's this guy? Oh, Corey Feldman's mad.
No, he's excited.
Oh, is he?
He's titillated.
Oh, they're smooching in that window.
He's so excited.
Holy cow. This is kind of weird. Isn't he young? I don't know. How old is this kid? Two?
Oh, boy. I can't. Well, let's see. How old was he in Poltergeist?
He was in Poltergeist?
The kid from Poltergeist.
Oh, that was him? Okay. Oh, no. The mom just saw. Uh-oh. She's getting titillated. It'd
be funny if she just like unzipped right there.
Oh, this is terrible. All right. She's closing the window.
What a terrible mother. You got to buy that kid Playboys.
But don't tell them they're for you. Say it's for research for a class you're taking. Leave them
in this drawer.
Yeah.
Next to these sanitary napkins.
That's the way. And these weird little tubes with strings you can play with. Oh, man. Oh,
ooh.
Girl butts. That's what we immediately cut to.
This 1984. Certain subtleties that these movies that try to evoke 80s slash movies never get right, and that's one of them.
Well,
you don't have to dress it up. We're just going to show you those butts.
Right, because it would be so weird to watch it. Movies have just changed the way it's done.
I know, but there's movies that specifically try to be this.
Right.
And, like, you're missing it.
Yeah, because you wouldn't do that now.
No.
That's what that's what these movies did.
That's why they hold up so well.
Oh, Crispin Glover.
I guess, they might fail the Bechdel test the one way, but all these two guys ever talk about is sex with girls, so maybe it's just a bad writing.
Well, what else are they supposed to talk about?
I don't know, Pete. We've never had a discussion like that ever in the 30 years I've known you.
Well, we don't live in a movie world. Is this the Doubleman twins?
No, but that's definitely what they're going for.
The Doubleman was the gum.
Yes, and it was right then in the 80s, so they had to have their own twins.
Yes, and it was every commercial. There was a song, too, but I can't remember it.
The funny thing about these twins is that one of them's trying to do like a pretty decent American accent because they're British, and the other one can't do it. So they don't sound at all. They sound like they're from two different places.
It's like the Patty Duke show starring Patty Duke. One of them, they were identical cousins, you see.
Mm-hmm. I know Hot Dog makes her lose control.
Yes, that's right. You know of these people, but one of them was British and one of them wasn't. They were American. So these are the Patty Duke twins.
I know the father has some explaining to do. That I feel like was never questioned.
I don't know if they brought those things up back then.
No.
That would have been a hell of an episode, though.
Honey, do you remember that trip you took to England about 18 years ago?
Oh, yes, for business. I was there 9 months.
Identical cousins. Somebody got that on the air. That sounds like a horror movie.
Well, there was Mr. Ed the Talking Horse.
Of course.
What else did we have back? Dobie, the Many Loves of Dobie Gillis with Maynard G. Krebs.
Yeah.
That was Bob Denver. I just looked that up the other day because I couldn't remember his name.
See, this is the lake. So there actually is a bit of a lake here, unlike the third one. But it's still, this is pretty much all the lake we're going to get.
And it's somewhere, is that one of the Doubleman twins who's swimming in the lake?
Yes.
All right. Is she going to make it?
No.
Is it going to be like a twin death where they both die, or is it going to be one twin gets killed and the other one finds her?
No, but what should have happened is that one of them died and the other one felt it. And that doesn't happen either. They really missed a lot of opportunities with the twins, but they didn't miss all of them.
She just took her shirt off.
It's 84, man.
I forgot they did that. They have matching bathing suits, the twins. This one doesn't have a bathing suit at all. Oh,
it's 84.
The twins lost their bathing suits. What is happening here? No, this guy's all excited. Crispin Glover is not. Look at that station wagon. It's got fake wood paneling. Oh, look at that thing.
Oh, Gordon the dog. Gordon has been dead for at least a very long time.
Thank you.
No problem. Well, he actually commits suicide later in this movie.
Right. Hey, now that guy's naked.
Yep.
Look at that tan.
Look how excited that guy is that his friend got in naked.
Crispin Glover is got boxers on. I feel like boxers weren't a big thing in 84.
They existed. That I'm sure.
Clearly.
This guy, Corey Feldman. This probably was the reason for his downfall. Everyone's partying and naked, and he's like, I love it.
Well,
This is better than that Gremlins movie I made.
Wow, there is a shocking amount of nudity for... Were they all like this, or is this a lot? I haven't seen a 19... Like, the ones we've been watching have not had that much nudity.
They've had some, but I think 6 is the only one that has none. 5 had a ton of it. 5 was that softcore porn version of this, where...
I don't remember 5.
Girls laying around naked for an hour.
We watched 5?
Yes, it's Roy the Paramedic.
They were I just remember Roy the Paramedic.
1984, good year for nudity and...
In slasher movies.
Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street actually didn't really have any, though.
No, that's what I mean. Aside from whichever one the naked girl was in the waterbed.
That was, again, part 3.
That was, again, part 3?
We discussed
what was
it
the
before.
First time?
It was also part 3.
Oh, I see. No, I don't. I didn't see. I'm going to forget.
This poor kid feels like he's got a hard life.
Is that his sister or his mom?
It's his sister.
They all look the same. I haven't. They're all blonde ladies, right? Except for the dog.
Almost always. Almost always blondes. If you're blonde, you have a better chance of survival in these movies.
Is that the case?
Yes. But I don't know. How does this kid know how to fix cars? I don't know how to fix a car.
I changed the tire once.
So did I.
I used to know how to like pull spark plugs out and put them back in. I changed oil before, but it takes me like 18 hours.
Yeah, I can't do any of that.
No.
Sarah is the non-wild one of the group, the only one.
Sarah, this girl sitting on the dock here reading a book with all her clothes on.
Yes. Well, everyone else is naked.
What a
in the
weirdo
water.
This one is.
Yeah.
Look at her shaking her head. Like,
now, normally that would keep
she's
her safe.
She's got a sweater on.
Yes. Normally that would keep her safe. But she's going to get to fornicating, and that's the end of her.
What? Who's she going to fornicate with?
One of these no-name guys who I don't never remember. I've seen this
movie
100 times.
What happened to her knees? Her knees are all scraped up. This isn't a Weinstein movie, is it?
I don't think so.
Whew. Ah, is that a corpse? I got scared. Oh, it was a naked lady. I just got scared by boobs. I don't know if that's ever happened before.
I'm sure it has happened to you before.
Corey Feldman fixing the car.
Uh-oh.
Is this Jason?
Uh-oh. We're just seeing feet.
Is this like that movie where Scarlett Johansson's shoes kept getting shown?
What was that?
You haunted my house by the Abaddon Hotel. It's probably a cat knocking something over. The cat knocked my water over.
Get earlier. Your hands out of the engine when she turns it on.
That does seem like a bad idea.
I don't know anything about cars, but I know that much.
I like that you were trying to warn Corey Feldman.
Well.
Who's this guy?
This is the guy who is looking for his sister Sandra.
His sister Sandra?
From 10 years ago, he thinks.
But it's been a couple days.
It's been one long weekend.
Ooh, this guy's got a big backpack and a gun.
Well, he's off searching these woods for signs of Sandra.
And now he's going to help him fix the car.
Yeah.
All right. So what I'm getting is there's a tribe of people with clothes and a tribe of people with no clothes.
Well, the other thing here is, remember Corey Feldman's character in Gremlins?
When he kept hanging out shirtless with...
Well, he wasn't shirtless.
Well, yeah, Zach Gallagher, was that him?
Zach Galligan. The questionable relationship
yes,
between...
Him and Corey Feldman.
Him and Corey Feldman. Well, guess who Corey Feldman wants to make good friends with in this movie?
Who? This
Rob,
guy?
The old guy.
This guy, Rob? Yeah,
he's going to take him to his room? He's going to show him his stuff?
That's kind of fucked up considering all the stuff that he and Corey Feldman
I'm just
went
saying,
through.
Now that I've seen this and Gremlins, I think that Corey Feldman is the aggressor in these situations.
Yeah, that's the way that works. Oh, poor Corey Feldman.
Well, he is in this movie.
Yeah, well, yeah. What a fucked up childhood that guy had.
Yeah.
Remember when he was on the show with Corey Haim?
The show.
Yeah, it was like the two Coreys. It was in the height of the reality era. Yeah, it was probably. The two Coreys.
However, they were in like every movie in the early 90s.
And I saw every single one of them because they were all on HBO.
Blown away with Nicole Eggert?
Yep.
High five.
Air five. Ow. That was my head. Who was? Did his sister not have pants on in that last scene?
Look at this. He's dragging him up to the room, Pete. I'm That's telling weird. You. I'm telling you.
Is this their house or are they on vacation?
This is where they live, I believe.
All right.
Maybe they're on a summer vacation. Maybe they're lots of money. I don't know.
Is there a dad here?
Where do you think they're hiding?
I don't know. Is the dad Jason? Is that what the twist is? Is this an M. Night joint?
I mean, I guess it makes sense as to why he's always trying to find this older man to...
All right. So Corey Feldman's into monsters.
Masks. And this carries over to 5 when he has his masks. And then by 6, they're just like, let's get rid of that part.
Oh. Because it wasn't... Does it play any role or is it just... What?
It kind of does in this one. I think I remember having one, something like that.
Oh, the little grabby handy hook thing?
Yeah.
I do too. Do you remember those foam, like, lizards that you would get at amusement parks and you could walk them on the wire?
Nope.
No?
Oh, wait. Yeah, I kind of maybe do.
Yeah, I used to love those, and the cats would rip them apart because they were made out of foam.
This is just like the department that makes these things showing off.
This looks like Ghoulies. Ooh, people smooching. Am I at the other house now? Yeah, there's Cool Guy.
That's the Cool Guy?
Cool Guy. Look at his little duck-a-doo, the little pompadour.
I think that Crispin Glover's the Cool Guy.
Who's that guy with the blue hat?
He's checking out one of them twins, even though he's got a girlfriend.
I don't know. Despite having seen all of these people for a few scenes, I don't know.
You get to see the famous Crispin Glover dance.
Why is it famous?
Oh, you'll see.
Okay.
Now, the story here is that they were dancing to something else, but it doesn't actually excuse the fact that he's dancing so differently than everybody else. This is just Crispin Glover making choices.
Is he having a seizure of some sort?
Yeah, that's actually how he dies. Jason kind of walks in and shakes his head like, oh, he got away.
And he gets SIDS.
But this is, I don't think they intended to leave this on here for this long, but how could you cut away?
He is going nuts.
But as I've heard pointed out before, I've been to some parties, and I've been to a ton of parties in my life. I've been to enough. I've never seen a party, it happens every one of these movies, where two people just start dancing in the middle of the room. And it happens in every one of these movies.
Every party I ever went to revolved around drinking, yeah. And that was it.
Well, they're drinking. But
no, there was none of this dancing.
Like, even this wouldn't happen. But just the two people that separate themselves to dance in the middle of the room, it never happens, but it happens in every one of these movies.
And in the corners here dancing. All right, everyone's just randomly picking people. I don't know who. Because at this point, I'm assuming these are all cannon fodder.
Everybody in this movie dies except for like two people.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And we haven't killed any of them yet, so.
Well, I'm going to bet. Let me guess who survives.
Okay. Well, you know that Corey Feldman's character continues on for 2 more movies, so I'm curious to see where he lands.
I'm glad you said that. Corey Feldman?
Yeah.
Because he wasn't going to make the cut. I can tell you that. So Corey Feldman, and man, all right. You know what? I'm kicking Corey Feldman off. I want the Doubleman twins to win.
To win?
To win. I want them to be the final girls. Like, have there ever been final girls before?
Yeah, no, it's the first one. Do they have to... dress the same? I don't get it. Yeah. I guess they're actually inverted, right? She's got more blue and pink. She's got more pink than blue, and then one's wearing white pants, and one's wearing pink pants. But they're wearing the same design.
Right. That's awesome. Those are they're really twinning it up. They're not like those twins from, what was it, Eurotrip? Those were the worst twins ever.
I just picture them sitting there, like, getting their makeup exactly the same, their hair exactly the same, and just being like, do you ever wish we could just be our own person? Like,
no. Their parents don't allow that.
That's not what they talk about. They talk about dick. That's what they're allowed to talk about.
They got the mind meld happening. The shinning.
It's like a good idea, I think, to incorporate this concept of somebody looking for somebody of a previous movie who they don't know what happened to. But why didn't they think about how long it had been? It's been one weekend. And they found Ginny. So they
who was Ginny?
Ginny was the survivor of part 2. So if they get to Ginny and the police are there, they must have found Sandra's body.
Yeah, because she was killed there.
So when I say it's a good idea, I don't mean it's a well thought out one.
Well, it's a good idea, just maybe not in this film.
Yes.
In a film with a better plot.
Yeah. But this, again, is one of the good ones. Mostly because you're going to get like 40 straight minutes of murders, which is what everybody wants.
Right. I get it. So it makes sense. They really kind of did a good job. If they're calling it the final chapter, they give you a nice little send off.
Yes.
What was I just going to say? It was something. No. like twins. There's two twin final girls.
Look at him. Why is his hand? He was talking about sex, and he put his hand through his pants and gave him a thumbs up. And then she walked in and stared at him, and he just gave her a thumbs up. These characters have a little more personality than a lot of them do.
Right. Yeah, look, those twins do have reverse clothes on.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's awesome. None of them is as good.
Is Ginny? Ginny's the best.
No, not Ginny. Now I'm jumping over to Michael Myers again.
No, Laurie Strode?
No, Annie.
Oh, Annie? Yeah.
Yeah.
There are some Annie types in this one, though.
Is it the twins? Because I love me those twins.
No.
No, they're not.
No, but they're...
Which one is the one who was reading the book who is going to die, unfortunately?
She's the one wearing the... In the middle there, but the guy, that's the guy she's picked there. She's been kind of thrust towards him by her friend who's going to make them stay in the room together. So this guy who has no personality, and I mean no personality.
What are you talking about? Look at his hair.
That is his personality.
Right. Isn't that a thing in horror movies? There's a lot of people whose personality is their haircut. Like that guy from that movie I don't like. The Texas Chainsaw Man.
I hate that you describe it as that guy from that movie I don't like.
Right, that one. He had a haircut, right? And that was his discernible trait?
The guy with the face of other people on his face?
No, the guy with the face. Yeah, he had a face, I think.
Oh, I know. You're talking about the victim.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, haircut.
Yeah, the 70s guy.
Yeah, 70s guy. Disco Stew. Crispin Glover kind of looks like Disco Stew.
No, not at all.
He's got a pompadour duck, too. The two of them, look at their little hairs. Aw. Poofy hair club in this corner.
I feel like this stuff with these two characters only remains in the movie because they wanted as much Crispin Glover as they could get.
Because they realized what he was? A good actor stuck in this movie?
Yeah. And how he got this is weird. Like, I don't know why he went out for it. It doesn't feel like something he would be interested in doing.
I don't even know what his film biography is. What are that called? A film biography of some sort. Perhaps a biofilmography.
No, she's mad at her boyfriend, Paul. So she's, of course, going to go out and take her clothes off and get into the lake alone. What else would you want to do?
Well, how else do you calm down when you're mad?
How else would he know? Now, the story behind this is that it was freezing out there.
Okay. And so that's why that one girl was had a sweater on. Yes, she was laying out on the beach.
Freezing out there.
Oh, no.
And she's got to go sit in the water, and she's going to get hypothermia. And the guy that plays Jason in this is the one who told the director, like, we have to stop. Like, you have to let her come in and warm up. And, like, so he's out there protecting these people as the director's just like, don't fucking go do it. Oh.
For part four of the Jason movies, yes. not something.
And the guy that played, I think his name was Ted White, passed away, who plays Jason, he talked about that story, and all these actresses were like, yeah, he was really kind to us. And then it cuts to him going, I hated Corey Feldman. He's like, he's a little shit. And I would just chase around. And then Corey Feldman's like, I don't think he liked me too much. And he's like, I hated him. And it's like, he's a little bastard.
Wow.
And but he admitted, Corey Feldman's like, I wasn't the best.
So.
But now she's out in this freezing cold water for real.
And she's naked.
That is correct. I did notice.
You're right.
Surprised you noticed, though, because I didn't hear you get scared over there from the boobs.
Oh, I was scared. That's why I was looking at you for a little while. That was my secret way.
I think they got like all but one of these girls topless already. It's a pretty economical script, to be completely honest with you.
What? Oh, man. Hey, that guy from those Hell House movies, that one cameraman, the first movie.
Paul.
They're Paul all Paul. Really like
this. Everyone's Paul. Her boyfriend's Paul.
This is a movie full of Pauls.
Well, that's because it was made in the 80s. When you get to the 2000s, it's all movies full of Chads.
Chads. Yeah, there was. Wasn't there a Chad in that Valentine's Day movie?
I don't remember, but it feels like there was five Chads in that movie.
Oh, God, I feel bad now. If it's really cold and this is what she has to do, like now laying out of the cold water in the cold air.
No, it was like very bad.
Oh, good Lord. She doesn't look like she's shivering on the verge of hypothermia, though, so give her a lot of credit.
You could call her a liar?
Look at her face.
Oh, right through the back. Classic Jason.
Ooh, your duckadoo here is playing with fire.
How'd you know his name was Duckadoo?
I don't know. I just kind of sensed it from his face. He's a duck-a-doo kind of guy.
This guy finally figured out he had a girlfriend.
Look at the shorts on him. I like it.
Yeah, there's so much fashion. That's one of the best things. These movies get better and better.
Do you think that 80s fashion is ever going to come back from these movies? Like these high shorts for guys?
I see someone hasn't bothered to look at my pants today.
What about belly shirts? Remember when everyone used to like half jerseys?
I'm wearing a half Mickey Mouse shirt and some Daisy Duke pants and shorts right now.
Good Lord. That was a big coat you had on.
And I've got my hand through my zipper and I'm giving you a thumbs up.
Hey! Fantastic. Thank God the kids aren't home.
One decent thing about this group of
people. There is nothing decent about this room.
Of this group of people.
That makes
is
more
that
sense.
I kind of buy they would be friends.
Oh, 100%.
Which, again, it's rare for this. Sometimes you get people that are like, why would this person? You get the ones where it's like they have to be the ultimate bitch queen. And it's like they're hanging out with like in their group is like the sci-fi nerd. And I'm like, bullshit. In part 7 that happens. And I'm like, they would never be in the same group. How do you get invited to her house? This one I'm kind of like, yeah.
No, this seems like a good group of real friends.
Yeah, this is why it's like one of the liked ones, because I always say the thing about 2 is, these are really fun people that seem to actually care about each other, and they don't deserve any of this, and they're good. And these are mostly the same.
Which one was 2?
Old Sackhead.
That's right. I do remember feeling really sympathetic to all of them.
Yeah, they were all decent people.
Wasn't there one who was just trying to save some kids or something?
In 3, they all turn out to be like shitheads again. I don't like any of them. But then by you get to 4, it's like, oh, they're good again.
Well, not these
6,
people.
They were fine too. So like, you know.
Wait, where did the twins come from? Were they part of the group?
One came from England. As far as I could tell.
I know. I meant, were they like strangers that just said, hey, I'll come hang out at your house? Or were they friends that they met up with?
They just happened by them.
Oh, okay.
They're townies.
And now the townies are just like, we're going to go stay at this house with Duck-a-Doo and his buddies. Don't fall for his hair, twin.
Well, she clearly wants no part of him, but she still moved over there just to make sure that the signals were as mixed as possible.
Hey, do you think she's the British one or the American one?
I never remember.
Well, I know. So if you had to guess right now.
British.
Who's that guy?
That's Paul.
Why is he taking his clothes off in the woods? Is that just what happens? You go in the woods and strip?
Well, yeah, he's going to get in the water, but he's going to leave his shorts on.
What?
Which if he finds his naked girlfriend out there, it doesn't feel like these shorts in particular are going to leave a lot of room for what might happen. I feel like it's going to be a little painful if they...
It's like a little chastity belt for guys.
Although, given how cold it is, he's not doing as good of a job hiding it. I don't think that he's going to have a problem.
He's sneaking
up on her, but he's freezing to death.
Yep, you can see that he's cold.
See how cold he is.
And he's like, not I gotta nearly get so good an actor as she was.
He must have been like, motherfucker.
Look at his face.
I know it's terrible.
Oh, this is rough to watch. So I'm really impressed with her, whatever her name was. Topless girl who scared me when she swam under that dock.
Yes.
Is he just shouting? Because it looks like he's just screaming.
All I can think of in my head now is Pika boobs.
That terrified the shit out of me. Don't be giving Kitty no ideas.
She'd never show you those again.
Unless she wanted to scare me.
He found her dead. He didn't wait around long to find out what happened.
Nope. Well, you know, he can go back to the twin now.
Yeah, it's a good thing he had a backup.
Right.
He's got to race back. Oh, right in the crotch.
Oh.
He's got to race back before, what's his name?
Paul?
No, the guy that you named.
Duck-a-Doo?
Duck-a-Doo gets his hands on her.
Right. That's Sully's exactly her, what he's doing.
Sully's her British innocence.
Goddamn Duck-a-Doo. Boy, I hope Duck-a-Doo doesn't survive with Corey Feldman. Ooh. Ooh. What's this guy?
This is Rob, Sandra's brother.
Rob, yeah, I knew he was Sandra's brother, but Rob's got a machete.
Yes.
Machete. Machete spaghetti.
Yeah, Danny Trejo's right in the tent with him.
Yeah.
He's got a machete.
And those Spy Kids.
And introducing Robert De Niro. Remember that? Remember how fun that was?
No, what?
Just a stupid shit. Just Robert Rodriguez having fun, and at the end of the trailer he said introducing Robert De Niro. It's good for a fun laugh.
Oh, no, I don't remember that at all. Remember when, no, I think we brought it up, when David Letterman had to go on that like the movie front things, like before movies.
Yeah, because he probably got DWI or something. Yeah,
or something. It was the weirdest goddamn thing, whatever. Like, why is David Letterman here? But he had that bit with the Easter Bunny.
And he said, it's Chewbacca.
Right.
Do that dance you do.
Do the little dance you do, Chewbacca.
The funniest thing David Letterman ever did, as far as I'm concerned.
And I never found that online. Every few decades, I remember it existed, and I try to go look it up.
Yeah, that's one of the ones I can't find.
Someday.
Like that Wes Craven's New Nightmare trailer that has no Freddy in it.
That exists, I tell you.
I know it's on a
video. Dryland is not a myth. Hey, he was a Muto in that movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was Mutos that Godzilla fought in the Godzilla movie, right?
Sure.
Are they the same thing?
Yep.
All right.
That's what happens when you leave...
dry land. That's what they found on dry land, and he's like a little larval stage, and he turns into those. Ooh, one of the twins. Who is this? Is this Crispin Glover?
Yes.
I don't know.
It's been a minute, so someone has to take their shirt off.
Right.
Is this what the 80s were like?
So these are real twins, I'm assuming, because they look pretty identical.
Yeah.
Or is it one person? And they just keep.
I don't think they had the budget for that.
It was like a mirror. Do we ever see them standing next to each other face to face? No, what was I going to say? So if they ever watch this movie, they're just going to sit around looking at their sister naked. Because they're both going to get naked in this movie.
I guess you're right. Although I think they know what she'd look like because they just look at themselves.
In the mirror? Yeah, you're right. Would that even matter?
I don't know. He found old porn.
What is that? A duck-a-doo?
And he thinks it's great.
Duck-a-doo's just like that guy at the beginning. Wow, this is really old-timey porn.
What we got? I know it has to
be. Where did this come from?
I don't know.
Is this the other twin?
Yeah, she wants to leave.
Oh, no. They're not going to be topless together, are they?
Well, she wants to combine rings, and one of them becomes a bucket of water, and the other becomes an eel or something.
A monkey? Wonder Twin powers, activate.
I think she's got the accent.
That one?
Yeah.
Outside?
So I think I was right when I guessed.
The one with her clothes on?
Yeah, because I think she's something like, I don't leave without you. And she's like, take an umbrella.
It's snowing.
That's why that girl out there froze to death before he could stab her.
That's right. I'm not sure. Oh, see that? Look at that snow. That's lightning snow. That kind of happens.
Mm-hmm. Thunderstorm. We get thunder snow sometimes.
Thunder snows and bowling strikes.
This is a long time to put on your parka.
She is. And I'd like to point out that that's not an umbrella.
No.
I sometimes don't know what things are, but that's not an umbrella. That's a parka.
She's calling her sister a slut. It just goes to show how fucking cold it is out there that she's like, I have to get buttoned up as much as I can. Because they're out there, it's in the summer.
Wow. Uh-oh.
Oh.
Now the other one should feel it.
That's slightly artistic for...
a slasher movie? Well,
I think that she does feel like she's getting poked.
You're right. That's why she doesn't know old-timey porn. This is the greatest...
Oh! She threw her like a spear into the... Nobody heard it.
Oh, because they're all watching old-timey porn, which I don't think has sound. But in my head, it's like they're... Wacka, wacka, wacka,
wah, wah. What are you talking about? They had full orchestras play...
No, it's that kind of music that I was just doing. In the bottom bunk tonight. Is that code for anal? What is this? That's the good girl. Is that why she gets killed?
Yep.
She allows the no-no hole? I don't know these movies.
I wonder if that's a loophole for Jason the same way it's a loophole for God.
Well, Jason and God share a lot of similarities.
Is the actual problem... that all of these characters have had for 30, 40 years.
Missionary.
Is that they're doing it in the wrong place.
I don't know. Is it ever a blowjob or anything? I don't know how these movies work. I don't think so,
which is weird because you could have some real good slasher kill.
Oh, yeah. Holy cow. You sure could. Hey, that guy's like duck-a-doo. I like the way you think. Yeah, I think it might be. I think that it requires further study at the very least.
Yes.
The God loophole, the God Jason loophole.
And there's no gay characters in these movies set in the 80s that you're gonna have them having any sex, so like we'll never know.
That's right. Is there any gay presence in 80s horror, really? Aside, I assume there's some as, like, the joke character or something.
I'm sure that there is, yeah. The almost the entire cast of Seven is all gay people, but they weren't playing homosexuals. It's really? Become a running joke. They called it Fry Gay the 13th because everybody there was just...
like, actually gay in real life.
Yeah, and they all thought it was the funniest thing ever. But also, this was also true in the main character in Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2 is gay. But he's playing a straight character. So, okay. Although Freddy doesn't seem to have the same proclivity for fornicating that Jason does.
No,
he's the one.
No.
Michael Myers has a bit of it, though.
Yeah, he does.
Remember what set him off in the first place?
That's right. For some reason, I always associate it with Jason, though.
Well, it's because it played lampooned after a point for Jason. It's become part of the joke.
Yeah. I just don't know. I want to know when it actually started. I think this was pretty close. It was about to take place.
But the mother doesn't have sex with anybody, and she gets killed here. Well, in theory, we don't actually see it.
Well, they built over his, his heritage, his rightful property?
Yes, this is a Jason burial ground.
Yeah, that's right.
A Voorhees burial ground. We saw his mother out there.
She comes back, right?
Who?
His mother.
Nope.
Wouldn't that be a twist in a new one? You reveal it, he pulls off the mask, and he's like, Jason's mother.
He says that?
Yeah, he says that. She comes out. That's what the new Jason movie
that's should be. That's your kill scene right there.
That was it? That she was just it. Yelled?
There's a deleted scene at the end, which doesn't actually explain whether she died or not. The deleted scene that could have been wait, alternate
there's a
ending.
Deleted scene that doesn't explain anything?
It could explain it if you want, but it's the wonky Friday 13th logic. So
underpants.
So Trish sees water dripping
who's
from
Trish?
Upstairs, her? The sister.
Oh, okay.
She's water dripping from upstairs, and she goes up there, and she finds her mother dead in the bathtub, and her eyes are all white, rolled over white, and she opens it, and it's actually kind of creepy, but it turns out to be a dream. So it doesn't actually answer the question.
Oh.
But it actually was a pretty effective scare.
All right, well, in this one that I just saw, I don't know if she died or not, right? She just
no, we don't know.
She just screams.
Yes. She's startled. She sees something.
So in that last scene, we just saw the smart girl in her underpants like she just had sex, so she's doomed now.
Why is she the smart girl?
I don't know, because she was on the dock reading a book, and she had a sweater on, and all those other idiots were swimming in the water.
Sure, she's the only one that seems to know it's winter.
Yeah, right. So the smart girl. I thought she was the one who survives.
I really didn't think that stuff worked when you just have one little moment like that, and you're like, she had a book, she must be smart.
Yeah.
Wait, what would she think of me? I've read 17 books.
I think you're a genius now.
17 books in 45 years, averaging about one third of a book a year.
The secret is to read those like Goodnight Moon and The Cat in the Hat.
Wait, is that the books you're claiming you've read?
Well, yeah.
Oh.
I've read a ton of them.
I read One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, and I'm waiting to get to that cliffhanger.
I got pajama pants that are going to spoil it for you. I won't wear them if you're ever coming over.
I wouldn't read them anyway.
The secret is safe.
We have to silence the movie for recording this podcast, and there's words coming in the bottom. I haven't read one of them.
Aside from the one about that back door thing, the back door policy.
It's the bottom bunk.
The bottom bunk rule.
Bottom bunk is a good one. I haven't ever heard somebody use it. But they definitely should.
It feels right.
I want you to put that in my bottom bunk.
Oh, do you want the bottom bunk tonight? Hey, baby. How about we sleep in the bottom bunk tonight?
This is Trish, and she gets to survive just because...
Which one is Trish?
She's blonde. Yeah, well, Corey Feldman's sister.
Oh, Corey Feldman. Oh, so she's the other one who makes it.
Yes.
All right.
I figured it out.
No, so it's not the twins?
No. One of the twins is already dead.
What?
So this one, Trish here, she's never mentioned again after this, even though her brother is in the next two movies. I don't know what happened to her.
After this scene?
After this movie.
Oh, I thought you meant like right here after this tent, like this is going to be it. And then she's just gone, never brought up.
She dumps her brother in a halfway house and never checks in on him.
That makes sense.
I mean, that's what I would do. I'm not going to be on.
What the shit? Why would he attack the tent?
Because he thought Jason was in there hanging out in his tent.
This is Johnny Karate here with his machete.
Well, he's on edge ever since Sandra died 3 days before.
Uh-oh. Did Crispin Glover sleep with a twin?
Yeah, now he's got to know. Am I a dead fuck?
Oh, boy. Bye, Crispin.
He's not going to die here.
Did he ever explain what his name was?
In this movie?
No, just in general. Crispin.
No, that's also the name of the boyfriend in You're Next.
They ever explain that name?
Yes, that time they did.
Come on, what's the explanation?
He said it's because Crispin Glover.
Oh, and I know there's a St. Crispin's Day.
Yes, I heard that speech. We few, we buddy few.
Wait, what is that?
We few, we happy few.
I don't know what that is.
That's the St. Crispin's Day speech.
I didn't know there was a speech involved. I thought it was just a day.
Yes.
So, it's funny because I probably heard that from wherever you heard it from. Yeah. But I have retained way less of what I just know the day exists. And that it's about Crispin Glover.
Yes. Crispin Glover Day.
Is he the father in all of the Back to the Futures?
Nope. In fact, there's a big lawsuit about it because he did not return for the second one. So they put Crispin Glover makeup on somebody and pretended it was Crispin Glover.
No kidding.
Yep. And that's pretty you're not allowed to do that anymore.
Oh, back to the old timey porn. Yeah.
Yep. You're no longer allowed to pretend you have Crispin Glovers in movies.
Now, is
like I assume it's not specific to Crispin Glover, but it was right. The problem.
But now they have all the AIs that'll do that anyway.
Yeah.
So did that recently happen? Wait, does Crispin Glover have the twins' underpants?
Yeah.
Underpants are expensive, buddy. All right. Old-timey porn. She's got a sombrero on.
This dude loves this movie more than I've ever loved anything in my life. He's the happiest person in the world to have been shot down by everybody and find a black and white silent film reel of girls dancing naked.
He has, look at the smile.
Look at him.
He's had that face the entire time.
Yep.
You're right. Duck-a-doo.
Hey, Ted, where's the corkscrew? This is pretty great. Because guess what's going to get him?
High cholesterol.
Ted. His line delivery isn't great. If you could hear it, it's pretty great.
Oh, is it? Is it like, in my head, it's like Nicolas Cage.
Ted, where the hell's the corkscrew?
What the?
He got the corkscrew.
Ooh, right in the hand. Crispin.
Oh.
What was that? Oh, that was what was that? Was that a machete or a cleaver?
Looked like a meat cleaver.
Jimmy. Is Jimmy Crispin? Is Jimmy Crispin in the oven?
I called him Crispin the entire time, so I'm actually not sure.
That's a twin. Uh-oh. She sees two bikes.
But there's one of me.
She's trying to math real hard.
Oh.
And she doesn't know her twin is dead because she couldn't feel him getting stabbed because she was feeling Crispin stabbing her.
That's right.
Clearly not in the bottom bunk because she's about to die.
Yes. I mean, that bottom bunk thing is just a theory, but I don't know. Can I prove it?
This is one of those things I hope somebody does research on someday. And then I'll never listen to the answer. What the? Are they on the second? Did he climb up the trellis?
Yeah. He saw somebody to kill. What else is he supposed to do?
Yeah. No, not the station wagon.
Oh. That's a giant station wagon.
Yeah, that's how they were back then. I want one so bad.
I mean, she barely took up a quarter of the top of it.
I saw one in a parking lot a couple of months ago.
Wow. There you go, Sandra.
She was a kid?
The man that killed her sister is dead. It's been 2 days.
How does this guy know he's alive?
He doesn't know shit. He doesn't even know what year it is.
So Johnny Karate is a crazy person?
Who sketched this?
Where did these newspapers come from? Why are they so old?
It's like in 5 when they had the picture of him, and I'm like, who took this picture?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know who. Doctor Who.
Jason's body disappeared from the floor. That was this morning. This guy has a lot of information for a pre-internet era.
And also, if you recall, he came stumbling out of the woods, where I assume he's been for a very long time.
He seems to live there.
I think he's been there for like a month and a half. And it's just coincidence that his sister died a couple of days ago that he was in the same area.
I think he's Jason Voorhees.
It seems like he could be.
Have you ever seen them in the same place?
I have never seen them in my kitchen.
He has those dirty shoes on. He's got a machete. He's living in the wilderness.
He doesn't have wilder powers because he is no Tommy Lee Jones.
That's right. Manufactured goods.
I like that alternate ending.
Oh, yeah, Corey Feldman's in this movie. He just disappeared for a long time when we watched the teenagers have sex and get murdered.
This was 84. Was it? Yeah, it was later 80s, right, that Corey Feldman was really huge?
Well, I think this was 84. Gremlins was 84.
Yeah.
And 85 was Goonies. I think this is about when he's hitting it.
And then Lost Boys was in here.
Yeah, it was like 87.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was this whole big run.
Was more he bigger nudity. In Lost Boys than Goonies? I don't think so.
I have no idea. It was all blurs into one big Corey Feldman era in my mind. And then I was sad when he got all bad on drugs. Poor Corey. What's this? Which one is this?
This is the smart one.
No, the smart one. Is this haircut? She fell for haircut in the end?
Of course she did.
I asked her not to. That's a butt being pressed against the shower glass.
I know, and it's if you turn her around, she's going to get murdered now.
Duckadoo isn't... Oh, there he is. He wasn't smiling for a half a second. What made him like a teddy bear? Oh, Duckadoo, you're the best. He's
so excited by these. How can you still be this excited by this?
More old-timey porn. I love this movie. This movie's great.
It's one of the good ones.
Duckadoo's not going to make it, is he?
I don't think he's got much longer to go.
You gave me the list of the two survivors, and I don't remember Duckadoo being on it. What are you doing, Duckadoo?
I would like to see the actual movie God. He's watching, though. I want to know what the plot of this movie is.
Is he touching the boobies of the people on the screen? Oh, no, Duckadoo, run! Someone took off the old-timey porn. Oh, boy.
It just ran out.
Move. Get out of the spotlight. Run, Duckadoo, run! He's not going to run, Brian. Run, Duckadoo.
He's very high.
Oh, boy.
Oh. He should have ducked.
A knife through the back of the head through the movie screen.
Well, he died the way he wanted to go.
I hope that in the
credits... the strangest boner.
I hope in the credit check they have to put down what movie was playing and for the rights.
Yeah.
I'm going to look for it. And then I'm going to show it to Kitty on her birthday. Maybe she'll get all excited for it. Wait. Did she ever actually show her boobs or just like in the shower the frosted glass and now she just put a towel on? What is she, too good for that? She's too good like everyone else in this movie?
Hey, broad, take your tits out. It's 84.
Where do you think you are?
I'll throw you in that cold lake with that other chick.
No, those were the scary breasts.
I'll meet you in the bottom bunk.
Oh, it's too late, you fool. You should have done that first.
It is too late.
Oh, man.
It's too bad.
That's a shame. Well, she's so happy. What is she all happy about?
I don't know. He's singing in the shower.
Oh, he must be a good singer.
She's probably fine, right?
How's she going to get it? Well, Jason's just moment in the bottom bunk. We established this. Jason's really mowing through these people, huh?
Yeah.
This is pretty cool.
This is what people like about it.
Ooh, haircut's going to get it first. Swerve. The lights went out.
Good call, Pete. You've really mastered the ability to comment on what's happening. You were afraid of these watch-alongs. You finally got it.
Well, I like haircut. What can I say? Not as much as Duckadoo, but I'm very, very fond of all the haircuts in this movie. Are we going to see? Oh, we already saw him naked.
Yeah, that's actually true.
I know. I was going to ask if we get to see him naked, or is he too good to do it?
I don't know. It's weird in the 80s. Well, this happens multiple times where like a guy will be in the shower, a girl will be in the shower, and be like, hey, is that you? And it's like, whose friends are continually playing pranks on them in the shower? Because he's like, Paul, is that you? Like, fuck, don't be friends with Paul. If you think it's even possible that Paul would be playing this prank on you in the shower, don't be friends with Paul.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would react if someone came into the bathroom while I'm in the shower. Oh, what is happening to Paulie Boy's face?
That's not Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
I get it. Batman kills him. Because he had a better business card.
Because he was the Joker.
Stupid Paul.
He was the Joker.
Wait. Yeah. That's right. It was Batman versus the Joker.
That's right. And Green Goblin was investigating.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. I haven't seen that movie in a long time. Cool. Why did she come out here? So Smart Girl walked out of the bedroom in a towel, kind of danced around for a minute.
Well, she's not smart anymore. She had sex.
Oh, yeah, right. Now she's dumb like everyone.
That's right.
That's why she doesn't have a sweater on anymore. She's just wearing a towel.
Oh, it's a pretty good kill.
His head severed on the glass like that. But well, did we just see something that was a shower kill? I feel like I did.
Was it Psycho? No,
yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. It was Psycho. Thank you.
And don't go out that door.
Might have been Valentine. I think somebody died in a shower.
He died in a, she died in a hot tub.
Oh, what the shit?
Oh, it's a good one.
An axe through the door. Like flying, like a flying thrown axe.
Remember, if you don't want to get the axe, take it up the ass. That's the new rule of the
horror movie.
Slasher movies.
Bottom bunk for life.
Yeah, bottom bunk.
Ooh, can I be a bottom bunk boy?
Is that why he's always... Oh, I thought you were talking about Corey Feldman.
No, 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 not Corey. Not Corey.
Yeah, she's real concerned about a kid that she hasn't bothered to check in on in 2 days.
Where is their mom at this point?
She's dead.
No, we don't know that. Where do they think their mom is?
Hmm. Good question.
Is that a phone box that Jason's ripping off?
Yeah, he understands technology better than I do because I don't know what the fuck that would be, but he's like, I got it. Took out their phones.
That wouldn't work anymore because we don't have those. Stupid Jason.
He was very smart, actually, considering he grew up in the woods by himself and he knows how the phone boxes work.
He did grow up in the woods. What movie does he turn into a weird monster thing with superpowers?
Six.
Six. Is that the one with Paul Rudd?
That's a different franchise.
He was a druid?
That is, again, a different character completely.
Oh, that's the one where he can get you in your dreams.
That's that movie that I love that is really bad. It's probably my favorite terrible movie.
The Paul Rudd Halloween?
Yeah.
I saw that one in the theater.
Like, I make no mistake about it, is an objectively terrible movie, and I love it.
I'm going to have to watch it again one of these days.
Well, you got to watch the producer's cut because it's better.
Okay. I don't think I saw the producer's cut in the theater.
I own them both, so don't worry about it.
All right. Good old Paul Rudd. He still looks the same, right?
Yeah, he kind of does. He's in Ghostbusters.
Is he? The new ones?
Yeah.
I was sitting there trying to look back to the 1980 whatever one, and I was like, wait, no, he isn't.
Yeah, he looked the same.
I was about to say he probably looked the same.
The only time I can remember him looking different was when he was that kid in Poltergeist.
That was Paul Rudd. You're right, he looked really young back then.
He only aged from then till Clueless, and then he stopped.
Right. Whose house is this that they're all walking through that I
am Run's house.
Who? Oh.
I got one. It's been a while since I got one. I got one in the garage that you didn't see coming, but I haven't got one on mic in a while.
Holy cow. Oh, what happened to the thing? That projector's just been spinning the whole time?
Yeah, this is their neighbor's house. No.
Oh, I see.
One of these was a real house, and one of them was a set they built. I don't remember which one's which, but I think this was the set they built. And the house that they're staying in was actually used for shots on a later one of these movies because it was still there. And there was like seven, I think. And they were not using that location, but they needed some pickup shots after they'd already shot, and they went and filled it in the same house because it was like, oh, that's a cool house. We'll just use that. I'm pretty sure that's right.
All right. Ooh. A rat.
Yeah. Maybe it's because I've been watching people get killed all movie long, but the rat's not scaring me the way it used to. Plus, it was a little guy.
It was like Graveyard Shift or something. In one of those Tales from the Dark Side. It was a Stephen King short story. I think there was like a giant blind rat at the end of it. Oh, man.
Are you sure that's not Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No, Splinter could see.
Oh. He was a good father.
Yeah, he was. Did you see the Mutant Mayhem one yet?
There's a cat running around on there, too. What's that rat doing running free, then?
I think the problem would solve itself. No.
I don't know why she swallowed the fly.
Perhaps she'll die. Did I ever tell you about my cat? Butter. You knew Butter.
Yeah, I've met Butter.
But did I ever tell you the reason we got him was...
Can I give you an update?
What?
Butter died.
God damn it. He's buried in my mom's backyard, but yeah. It's not my mom's house anymore because she doesn't own that house.
There he is. There's Dork Gordon committed suicide. He saw Jason. He's like, I get the fuck out of here. I'm jumping out the second story window and you never see Gordon again.
Holy moly.
But isn't he the smartest one of the bunch? He saw him and he's like, nope.
You know what that's a lot like?
It's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That movie I don't like. That's right. where that final girl never tries to fight.
And you're next, because as soon as she realizes she's going to be in trouble, she just jumps out the fucking window, and it's like, yep, live to fight another day.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Well, the 50th anniversary of Texas Chainsaw Massacre is coming up this year, so do not worry. No. We will be doing a watch-along where we'll talk about the brilliance of that character twice.
Oh, my God.
How she never fights back. She never even tries. She just tries to run away.
That's all she ever did. It's love fantastic. It.
Those tropes didn't exist.
That's right, because that set a lot of the tropes, right?
Yep.
And it's funny that that doesn't really happen again.
Nope. Everybody kept building on it instead of realizing that somebody did it right the first time.
Right, like, just get away.
You so can't. Now when somebody does it, or a dog, for example, it looks cool because it's like, oh, that makes, why doesn't everybody just try that?
That poor dog.
Although, again, we never see that dog again. So
he, you know what? He met up, the mom saved him when he jumped out the window. She caught him, you and know then what? They got out of I'll town. I'll say this.
I think he is with the mother now.
Yeah, at the farm upstate. Right. That's where they took the car. Or they took those two twins' bikes, because the twins don't need them anymore.
Yes, the dog, Gordon and the mother, are biking down.
On two bicycles built for one.
Two bicycles built for one.
Wait, there's something wrong with the math, but...
How would anybody look around the room the way she just did?
Let me check the floor first, then the ceiling.
It'll go slower.
Than the direction you came from.
Now, here's one of my favorite moments in the series, because I can never tell if it's intentional or if it's just hilarious. When Rob's going to get got here in the basement, he's not going to make it. He's going to kind of sacrifice himself to save her, which is nice.
Good for him.
He's going to tell her to run. But then he's going to keep shouting out something.
All right.
That is one of those disappointed kind of things. You know that meme?
No.
Where... So he's killing me. He's killing me. He's just yelling out, he's killing me. It's the weirdest thing.
Okay.
Rob never finds Sandra. Well, he's with her now. On that place, two bicycles built for one.
Yeah. I guess it's a bicycle. Three bicycles they're going to need. All right. All right. She's coming back.
Yeah. It seems like a mistake. No silly, hardesty her.
Does she care about her little brother at all?
No, she seems to care about dead Rob.
Where is the brother? Where is Corey Feldman?
I don't know.
He seems to be gone.
He's in the other house. She went to the...
Oh.
Yeah, she went to the sex party.
The sex house?
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't have a bra on, so it makes sense.
How do you know that?
Because I watched her run down the stairs. I thought she was going to knock herself out the way they were bouncing. Oh, a twin. No.
Yeah. I think you should just go out that door. I don't know that that's stopping you from going out that door. Because this will.
Right.
Crispin Glover tied up.
He's not tied up. He got crucified.
Crucified. But I think you could have gone
crucified.
Out that. Again, you could just go out that front door.
Why is she breaking a window? There was just a very short girl laying down in front of the door.
It'd be pretty funny if she tried to get out the window and then the, what's his name?
Duckadoo?
Duckadoo's just tied to that one. Like, I'm trapped in here forever.
I knew who Duckadoo was. I was trying to figure out who the bad guy was in this movie. It's Jason, by the way. I figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's Corey Feldman.
No, as usual, the bad guy's fornication.
Always. That's the way it works in these.
And this scene is actually pretty good for... I always say that part two has by far the best horror part, the chase. This scene that happens in here is actually pretty good, though. Maybe the second best one.
The chase...
You just don't care as much about Trish as you care about... Ginny, so it's like,
where did Ginny go? Ginny
has like the 20. Oh, she died on a Tuesday.
She had AIDS, I think.
She did have AIDS, I think. Did not stop her from fucking Forrest over and over again, I believe.
No. I mean, even after she was dead, now he's got to take care of that kid.
Yeah, she still is good looking. That's what Axel told us in the beginning.
Yeah, he did. Poor Ekwell.
Whenever they cut to these wide shots, like, I wonder what's going to happen. Oh, there goes Rob, thrown through the fucking window.
Oh, Rob.
He was right, though. He was killing him.
He was. Man is not a liar.
He ain't lying.
He ain't. Hey, she's got a hand.
Oh, the scoop move. That's the classic Jason scoop move from the, he does it in two, he does it in one when he comes up, hops out of the water.
Oh, so he bursts, arms spread, and just like grabs in a bear hug.
Yep, he did it in the dream in one, he did it in the dream in two, and now he's doing it in reality in four.
Through a window in four.
Not sure if he did it in three. No. Oh, see, that's good shit.
That is cool.
I like this Jason because he's a little bit more like two, where he's just an immediate threat.
Yeah, comes in and attacks. trying to see what 80s toys they have. I kind of remember that rabbit thing. Dragon. There he is. Yeah. It's a rabbity-looking dragon. I remember.
Well, it's gone now, but sometimes it was on.
Yeah, it disappears and comes back.
It seemed to fall off in one shot and then was back as placed in the first one.
What game system is that?
I don't know.
Me neither. Atari? No. I don't know. Whatever, Corey Feldman.
I hope maybe it'll be in the credits.
Is this the part where his masks confuse Jason?
No, his masks aren't really going to do it, but his understanding of subterfuge will.
Okay. Is it a trick?
I just wish that this was like the joke where the door opened the other way.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah. Instead, it's The Shining.
Here's Freddy. Jason.
Almost. This is good, though. They feel like they're pretty trapped. Oh, and he's strong. Oh, you guys are in here? You had a double take. Like, what's going on there?
Sorry, it looked like he was he's trying to fit through. I thought he was unlocking the door for himself.
Ooh, stewed. He got stew-mockered.
They do say TV will rot your brain back in the 80s. Who got electrocuted and caught on fire? What in the Santa movie?
Santa movie.
The Santa movie where Santa kills people. One guy catches on fire. What did he plug in and electrocute him with?
I don't know what you're talking
about. You know, Santa, who was also not Ron Perlman, but Hellboy.
Oh, Violent Night.
Yeah, Violent Night. Remember the one guy got electrocuted and caught on fire? It wasn't a television. Was it like Christmas lights? I don't know either. Is it Christmas yet? Can we watch that movie again?
Nope. It is April when this comes out, I think. Maybe March. I don't know. I think it's April.
April 24th?
1992.
There was a riot in the street.
April 26th, wasn't it?
Probably.
See, you should probably just be taking a... See, that's the thing. You should probably just take a knife to his head.
Yeah. But they didn't do that back then. That's where Scream was fun, right? Because it was the ones who did do that.
Ooh, he's got to choose. Yeah, I got to go after the blonde. He's got to type.
Did she have sex with anyone?
I don't think so.
So we're back to a land dispute then.
Well, she doesn't die, Pete.
Well, that's his beef. I'm just trying to figure out what his beef is. It's that she's on his land.
Yes. Why did you climb a mountain? Because it's there. It's a pretty good chase, though. You should jump out that window like Gordon did.
Yeah, Gordon knows what's what.
Gordon already figured this shit out a while ago. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. No, Gordon, I'm coming for you. Barely Ooh. Misses that. Oh, gosh, he barely misses that wood.
That is a pretty good stunt, though.
Yeah.
That was cool. Now Baby. She's Jesus.
Yeah.
Hey now, Jesus, you're looking fine. Laying there all dead. And your boots.
It's a pretty good stunt.
Look at her big boots.
Pika boots.
Pika boots. Ow. I hurt my knee sitting here. How do you like that?
That's about how it works nowadays. See, now he's going to... So remember in part two... No, I'm going to start this a different way.
Please
at the end of part two, Ginny... pretends to be his mother, puts a sweater on, kind of moves her hair so it looks like more like his mother's picture.
That is really weird. That's what she did to Forrest?
He thinks, well, yeah. Yeah. And then she even despite having AIDS, let him into the bottom bunk. Yeah. So Ginny's confuses him because he reasons out that he would be mentally handicapped and confuses him to think it's his mother.
Oh, yeah, right, right.
No. For no reason whatsoever, Tommy's going to come up with a similar plan that is nowhere near as good. Because it involves having to convince him that he's himself. It's me. I'm you. Look at me. Remember me? I'm you.
That's a pretty solid tactic. If I ever ran into myself, I'd have to sit back for a minute.
I guess that's true. But what? He's got a full bick on the head.
This is interesting. What a weird tactic to
it
take.
It is such a...
As a resolution for this movie.
It's such an unearned weird thing. Like, if he knew what happened in the second one, maybe I could see it.
I'm not... even that invested in Tommy, really, at this point.
No, he's only good in six. I've said it before. Yeah. Just that Corey Feldman is like famous, so you remember he was in it.
And I don't even think I know enough about his character to understand why he would do this.
I don't either.
Jason's mother. That's what you should have said.
He should have come down in the blue sweater and waked up and been like, hey, Jason, it's me again, your mom.
Go sit at the table. Dinner is ready. And then feed him dog poop.
It'd be funny if everybody just defeated him by pretending to be his mother. Remember me, Jason. But you're Jason.
Though they just pretend to be Jason every movie. What if he sees a mirror? Does he just like reboot?
It doesn't make sense. What is he remembering?
Why did he get a goalie mask again?
Because the annoying character in three was using it to scare people.
Oh, so he took it.
Yeah.
Ironically, kind of like Michael Myers did with that ghost costume. Wait, that's completely different. What am I talking about?
Ooh.
Ah! He's got his hillbilly face. Don't look at me. I'm hideous.
Why are you dropping that? That's some Halloween shit.
Oh, boy. He's an uggo.
It'd be funny if he took it off and he was like a sexy guy. Like, hey.
Now, what if he took off that mask?
And then he was ugly?
Yeah. And then he was ugly. And then he took off that one.
And he was ugly again?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not where you're going. Oh.
But then he took off that one. And his three raccoons in a suit.
It was Old Man Withers.
It was Old Man Withers. Oh, that was cool.
Yeah, that's why Tom Savini came back, because he had cool stuff to do.
Jason just fell on the knife, the machete, and he's right through his eyeball. And now Jason's still here, though, somehow. But he's smaller. He got mini-meed.
He is.
But he's back. Look at him. It's Jason.
Now this guy, this kid here, understands something that none of these other characters have ever understood. You know what we should do is keep chopping.
Bottom bunk?
Yeah.
That's what he understands?
Stay away from my bottom bunk.
Choppity chop.
Ooh, he's still alive.
Ooh. Is this where the hand from the Addams Family comes from?
Yeah, he chops it off and he runs away.
And then it runs away. And
he runs to a cabin and he starts attacking Ash.
Yep. Chop. Yeah. Now look, but Corey Feldman had to become the very thing he was trying to fight.
Wow, there's more depth to this than I thought. This is the movie where they found a scene so seven people could take their tits out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it. That was seven? That was a lot of Pico boobs. And like three male guys' boobs.
Yeah.
And by that I mean butts. The male boobs are their butts. White.
Ooh, another police officer.
So this
big part of this movie, police officers.
Cops are generally incompetent in these movies, aren't they?
Correct.
All right, good to know.
Oftentimes they don't believe what's going on. Sometimes they do, and they're like, well, it's your fault. Stay the fuck away from there. Those are the ones I agree with.
And doctors are either psychotically evil or also incompetent.
Yeah, this is like the psycho ending where he's like got to explain everything to her. Like, well, he didn't really snap. He's fine. He just had to become this to, you know, it's like, all right, what are you, a psychologist?
Oh, this is just a giant exposition wrap up.
That's what they always do.
No. Remember Loomis? He just like ran away into the night all crazy.
You don't know what death is. We'll have that eventually. Halloween, probably Halloween.
What? The Lumen Loomis?
The Halloween 2 watch along this Halloween. Look forward to it.
Loomis or Myers? Myers or Loomis?
You don't know what death is.
Corey Feldman.
But this is going to be the first of a couple times that these slasher series in general tease something that never happens. Because Jason's dead, but is he crazy now?
Oh, this is one of the first or the first?
This is the first time I remember them teasing that in a kid. Okay. But then Halloween does it after Halloween 4. Daniel Harris kills, or well, he gets killed. Oh, yeah, it's credit check.
Credit check.
Michael Myers gets killed, and then she kills the foster mother, and then is like, I'm infected with their stuff now, and nobody brings it up again.
Huh. I'm distracted by the credit check. That's something else. I care nothing for these credits.
Amy Steele.
Amy Steele.
They're crediting all the people that they use in the flashbacks.
Luke Perry's sister, Jamie. Or brother. I guess Jamie could go either way.
Oh, here we go. This is exciting.
Mm.
You never know what the next one's going to be.
I feel like a lot of movies are...
Two credits.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's a short one.
Sharon, man.
Oh, they're back.
Back again.
Art director, special effects.
They're real, I can tell you that.
Wardrobe? When did they have wardrobes?
By Siegel Designs. All right, here we go. We're getting into the good stuff.
Gaffer.
I see the gaffer. They usually hang out around the best boy.
Assistant to Mr. Mancuso.
Yeah, I see it.
Boom operator. Not That's a boom always man.
Excited.
Not a boom man.
Nope. Boom operator. There's an electrical best boy grip.
Charlie Stevens and no Joseph Presson.
A timer?
Yeah.
Like, you just stood there and like, 30
swing
seconds.
Gang, swing go. Gang. Greensman.
Greensman. They were around back then.
Swing Gang and Greensman. Two of the best ones.
They are. I've never seen a Greensman before. Now they're all over the place.
I think that sometimes you find one and then like they retroactively put them in these credits to excite you.
You think so?
I've never seen Greensman before, never heard it before, but how is there one in this movie now?
Yeah, this movie came like 100 years ago.
Would it be funny if after stands and it had stand ups and it said Sinbad? I don't know why that's funny to me, but it is.
All right, so now I'm looking for
Mickey's Food Service. How do you think that compares?
All right, here we go. We're starting to get into the credits. I want to see where that old time
we've been from. In the credits.
Where is it? Come on, these are all the sweet, sweet songs. No.
Swimwear. When were they wearing swimwear?
Yeah, there were no swimwear. You fools. What on earth? Okay, I've got some problems here.
They didn't. They didn't show us what that movie was.
You know what else they didn't do?
Oh, well,
there's still more.
Yeah,
because they also haven't told me that no animals were harmed in the making of this movie. Because I think I know you said Gordon's dead, right?
Gordon committed suicide. Did you see him come back?
No, but I'm just saying in real life, you said he was dead too.
Well, yes, that's how time works.
So might have been right now.
45-year-old dogs running around.
I don't know what they do with modern medicine these days.
Except for us two horn dogs, right?
Oh, no. Come on. No animals were harmed in the making of this movie. No animals?
It'd be funny if a telescope said, yeah, we killed them. I don't see it either, Pete. Oh, they didn't get that certification.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait. How many stars will it be? Still 22. Oh, Pete.
I thought you said this movie wasn't well received.
No. Well, it was well received by us, but it was like a, I don't know what the Rotten Tomatoes was. It was pretty low.
It's got 22 stars.
It was at 24% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's even more than 22.
That was a fun movie.
It really was.
Watching these out of order has been one of the great joys of my time, I think, on this podcast.
Well, I'm glad I can spark some joy in your life.
So that was the 40th anniversary of Friday the 13th, Part 4, the final chapter.
Dun, dun.
See you next time actually, next week is one I've been looking forward to for a long time. One of my favorite movies, Bride of Frankenstein.
Oh, I thought you were talking about bottom bunking.
Well, we're going to put that on the top shelf.
Top shelf, where Mama hides the cookies.
And then the next week is Bride of Frankenstein. And the week after that should be a very special one where we dip out of horror movies for a moment.
Ooh.
For some sci-fi fun.
I like sci-fi.
Yes. Well, we'll see if you like these. You have not watched them yet.
Nope.
But
and I never will.
That's going to be a really hard episode to explain these two time wonky movies.
That's what she said.
What?
It's going to be really hard.
Oh, well. Take that from the top drawer and put it right in the bottom bunk. See you next time.